When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It is Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. So we are catching up with our old colleague, Aiden, who lives on Plum Island. We needed to find out right from him, right from the source, if he misses the pink house. What do you think, Aiden? What do you think about it coming down?
Okay, it is a landmark. I will give it that. But in recent years, she hasn't looked great.
Yeah.
The paint's been chipping. The magic is fading a little bit. The thing I think is I used it as a place marker to tell people, like, hey, I'll be home in 10 minutes because I'm at the pink house. So that's what I'll miss, is it's a good mark for people of, like, where you are in Newburyport. And it definitely, when you go by, you're like, oh, okay, I'm home. Like, that's Plum Island to me. So there's that little bit that I'm disappointed about. But I don't know. She just hasn't looked great.
Right. And I feel like we're creatures of habit. It was more just that it was always there. It was almost like a security thing. There was the pink house. But you're right. It was pretty dilapidated in recent years. And, you know, I guess environmentally they just couldn't save it. But it must be weird now when you're driving out to the island not to see the pink house.
Oh, it's so weird. And I don't know how many people have been to Newburyport or been on the boulevard, but it's like a long stretch.
Yeah,
and that kind of broke up the stretch to me of, like, that's like the halfway point. And so it's just this, like, long, uninterrupted road. And I don't know, the pink house was a Newburyport landmark, so it's sad to see it go.
Is all the debris gone? Like, is it completely, like, just nothing there now? Or are they still working on it?
It's amazing. There's nothing. I left that morning at 7 in the morning. I came back at 4. There was a house, and then there wasn't a house. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Wow. Wow, they wiped it out fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad. It's 100 years. I was looking up the history on it. It was 1925, I think it was built, right?
Yeah.
Something
it's almost
like
a century old. Yeah.
Which is ridiculous to think about that it's been there for that long. But
yeah.
You know what? I think it's a good turning point. I have my idea what I think should go there.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wait,
here we go. What's going to go there, Aiden?
What do you think should go there?
Okay, no, this is a good one. It's twofold. Either I think a McDonald's, because I think there's not enough food options on the island, just right there, perfect. Talk about a McDonald's with a view. That'd be beautiful.
This kid and wants to wipe out the landmark and put in a McDonald's.
Like, majestic house. And he's like, let's just put the golden arches up.
Oh, I love
how about
you,
that?
Aiden.
When you think about it, it's fitting. And then my second idea is to make a conservation deck and paint it pink.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And then people can go there, have like a picnic on the conservation deck. It's pink, so it, you know, still kind of gives a nod to the pink house. But if you ask me which way I'm leaning McDonald's.
That's funny.
I don't think the McDonald's is going to be a go, but I actually really like the conservation deck idea. I think you should bring that forward, like at a town meeting or something.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
If I get my name on it or something, maybe call it the Magic 106.7 Conservation Deck. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
As you were saying that, I was thinking there should be some kind of a plaque. I'm sure somebody will do it where it shows where it used to be. Like maybe on that deck, you could have a picture and a plaque and information about what used to stand there. Maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a nice nod to it for sure.
So, Aiden, you just mentioned magic, and you were with us for, I don't know, a little over a year working on the morning show with us. We miss you. But how is life in the corporate world going?
Well, I miss you guys a ton as well. But it's going really well. I definitely enjoyed it. 4 a.m. wake-ups were tough, but when you get to hang out with really good people, it wasn't as tough.
Aww.
But it definitely is nice to wake up at 7.
Oh, I bet, right. That's being able to sleep in.
I have a very good team at my new job as well, so it's been good.
And you've been able to travel a lot, I know, too, because I see you sometimes at Planet Fitness, and it's fun to at least catch up. But
I've been around the world now, so that's been very, very cool, and I'm very grateful for the opportunities I get to do with that.
We've got to run, but it was so good catching up with you. We got to do this more often.
Oh, of course. All right. You guys have a great one.
All right. And work on that McDonald's where the pink house used to be. Bye, Aiden.
Bye.